wore out after your first day back?
Yeah. I went home and went to sleep, and then Anthony woke me up. He's like, don't you have a council meeting tonight?
Oh, shit.
It's like it's 7 o'clock. We'll call to order the Seymour Common Council meeting for Monday, January the 22nd, 2024. Before I call Reverend Michael Hogg up, I want to welcome January Rutherford back. Today was her first day in the office. Reverend Hogg.
Let me begin with a word of appreciation to the mayor and to this office. I've been engaged with the Sheriff's Department as well as the Coroner's Office in helping develop a multiple fatality plan. And you've been very helpful, and we shall keep you informed in that process. Now to more weighty matters. Heavenly Father and Almighty and Everlasting God, we gather tonight in this chamber, acknowledging your sovereignty over all things. As we commence this meeting, we invite your presence among us, seeking your guidance and wisdom in every decision made and every word spoken. We thank you for ordaining our governmental authorities, including these men and women who have chosen to lead our community. We ask that you grant them wisdom, discernment, and understanding as they make decisions on behalf of our welfare. And we thank you for the gift of government, a divine institution established for order, justice, and the common good. As your word teaches, we recognize that all authority comes from you, and those in positions of governance are your servants for that good. So grant them clarity of mind to cut through complex issues tonight. Give them listening ears to hear the needs of people. Give them courage to act with conviction and compassion, not contention or competition. Lord, help them to promote justice, fairness, and the common good through the policies, programs, and priorities that they set. And finally, we also lift before you the families of our leaders, asking you for their strength, grace, and peace. Guide them as they serve these who serve. And may our prayers and your intervention now lead to greater blessings at your hand. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Hope. Next up, I'd like to invite up Miss Ella May. She's a wildcat at Jackson Elementary in the second grade. She is a National American Miss Indiana Princess, 4-H, dance, horseback riding, and her musical talents are drum and piano, right? So, if you'd like to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call, please, Mr. Bowes.
Mr. Blish.
Here.
Mr. Wheeler.
Here.
Mr. Hackney.
Here.
Mr. Hubbard.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Yep.
Mr. Lucas.
Here.
Mr. Story.
Here.
Everyone's present and accounted for.
Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to.
I'll make a motion
Second.
Yeah. Approved?
Yeah, approved.
Okay.
I don't know, it was just gone.
I have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Reports from committees, boards, and commissions.
Reports, Mr. Blish.
Nope.
Mr. Wheeler?
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney?
No, sir.
Mr. Hubbard?
No, sir.
Mr. Davidson?
I do. I have a statement of benefits from Space Guard Products Incorporated. I believe Mr. Jim Plump is here to speak on behalf.
Thank you, sir. Jim Plump, Jackson County Industrial Development Corporation, here on behalf of Space Guard Products. Terrence Tracy, controller of the company, is here to answer any specific questions council may have. Space Guard is looking at investing in some new manufacturing equipment. The project total is $401,000. As a result of this investment, the company will retain its current workforce of 47. It will add one new employee as a result. Project is expected to begin sometime after March the 1st, with the completion sometime after June 30th. We are requesting 10-year abatement on this. And again, as mentioned, Terrence Tracy is here if council has any specific questions. Thanks.
Mr. Tracy, you get it all covered there?
I think so.
Okay. Any questions from the council? Any from the audience? Seeing no questions, I'd like to make a motion to approve the statement of benefits.
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Statement of benefits for Space Guard has been accepted, 7-0. Anything, Mr. Lucas?
Not for me.
Reports, Mr. Story?
Yes. Thoroughfare and drainage. This is just a report out from our committee meeting. We talked about four different requests that have come in. First, just cover the Coventry. Last meeting we heard about Coventry asking for repave or repair. The committee had recommended no action be taken at this time on account of the CCMG and the pavement management plan. We want to continue to kind of follow that strategy. Sidewalks, our recommendation from committee for sidewalks on the Coventry Drive was to perform a preliminary engineering assessment, including right-of-way utilities and feasibility in preparation for any future grants. Just a recommendation, I guess, really to you, Mayor, correct? Mm-hmm. Yep. The speed reduction from 30 miles an hour to 25 miles an hour, the committee does not recommend any speed reductions. We felt like volume may have been an issue, and we are still waiting for some of the details to come back on the sign, the radar sign that I think has been placed. Rumble strips, speed bumps, or speed tables in that area, the committee does not recommend any action at this time. And then stop sign at Kensington Drive. The committee is considering the stop sign, but will continue to collect more of the information from the police department before making any specific recommendation. Any questions? Cool. Katie Drive, renamed to, I think it is Joan Drive. The committee recommends not taking any action at this time. Any questions? And council? Okay, so Fish Stand had asked for committee to review parking along 5th Street and parking different parking configuration on 5th Street from flat parking to diagonal, and also parking restrictions of 15-minute parking in the one parking spot that is in front on
Ewing,
thanks. So the committee recommends that city engineer review parking configuration and potentially look at the 15-minute parking restriction at that area. Fourth and Ewing, the request was to consider a four-way stop. Currently it's a two-way stop, asking for a four-way stop there. Committee recommends a four-way stop at this location with concurrence of the city engineer. So as long as Bernie says that would be okay, then I think our committee would recommend.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to write fast. Fourth and Ewing?
I'll send all this to you. Yes,
Fourth okay,
and
Ewing. Okay, thank you.
Fourth and Ewing, is that there at the Kendall's?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
That is all that I have from committee.
Hey, I'm pretty proud that I got all the way to the end before I had to, say, okay. to ask.
I have this written up. I'll send it over to you.
Okay, that'd be great.
And to you as well.
Touching on Coventry, I've been in contact with Duke, and they have put a work order in to paint the light poles because they are owned by Duke. The city pays the bill. So.
Art Committee did not discuss that specifically.
Well, he gave it to me, but I just want to let you know. And I've let Mark Eckert know also, so. Want to give it to the Public Utilities?
Yeah.
Gee, thanks.
Okay.
We also have one issue that came to us just today. Burkhart and O'Brien, there was a request for something different. We're going to look into that in our next committee meeting. Right now, it's just something different.
On the north side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ask me later, too. I'll tell you what's kind of already planned there long-term, so. Okay. That it, Drew?
Yes.
Okay. No public hearings tonight. No old business. Going to new business.
New business, Mr. Blish?
No, sir.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes, sir. I have one. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2, council bill number 3, by title only.
Second.
Mr. Blish?
No, yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Introduction of ordinance number 2, council bill number 3 for 2024, an ordinance to rezone a portion of property located at 1100 East Block US 31, Seymour, Indiana, 47274. Planning and zoning, Mr. Wheeler.
Yes. This came in front of the Planning Commission at the last meeting. It was given a favorable recommendation of unanimous of everyone that was there. Mr. Gray, would you like to give a little bit? And I was going to say, we've got
your turn yet. I just wanted to state that tonight, just to reiterate, we're talking about the rezone. I know some people had some concerns about the configure and the layout of how it's going in and how the roads are going to be cut into 50 and 31. So just for council and everybody's information, Nathan Fry will be looking at this along with me for the engineering part of that. Since Bernie is working with these folks, we have to subcontract that out. It's not fair for Bernie to review his own stuff, so. Just wanted to make that statement.
It's also connecting to state roads, so the state gets to
throw their 2 cents in. Right, they'll have to get their permits and stuff, but as I say, Nathan's pretty in tune with the NDOT standards. He worked there for years, and so him and Bernie will work well together.
Thank you.
There you go, Bernie.
Yeah, just an engineer today. Anyhow, this is Gerpre Pondier, and he'd like to just say something real quick to start.
Hello, everyone. We are offering a truck wash and truck repair shop that will be giving many job opportunities and providing truck drivers with service they need. Thanks.
So, Gerpre's a truck driver at heart, so he knows trucks inside and out, so that he knows that there's a need for a truck wash and a truck repair for vehicles, and they bought the whole 42 acres in this the Trip farm on this side of the road, so it's an investment opportunity for them, but they're looking at just 8.3 acres to rezone right now. They'll just continue to farm the remainder of it. It's over 1,000 feet to any home. It is next to Deputy Electronics, which is also has quite a few trucks coming in and out of there because they repair CB radios, if you're not familiar with that. There's also, I guess, St. Paul Trucking is kind of across the street, down further east on US 50, so it's got that truck. That's just how it's turning out in that area. So they'd like to put in have it rezoned from to C3 for a commercial. And yeah, I don't know what all questions you might have, but we're willing to answer those now.
Does anyone on council have questions for Bernie? Does anyone in the audience have questions for Bernie? Hearing none, I vote that we approve I can't find it.
Ordinance 2, Council Bill 3.
There it is.
Second.
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Ordinance number 2, Council Bill number 3 for 2024 has passed first reading, 7-0.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bernie.
And we have another reading in 2 weeks or the next one.
Yep. Any other new business, Mr. Wheeler?
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney, new business.
Yes, I have one. I will make a motion to read ordinance number 1, Council Bill number 2 by title only.
I'll second.
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Introduction of ordinance number 1, Council Bill number 2 for 2024, an ordinance amending the 2024 salary of certain city employees. Amending ordinance 20 from 2023, ordinance number 23, Council Bill 44. Finance Committee, Mr. Hackney.
Yes, and this will reflect the increase in incentive pay for DPW, MVH, and SPD, which was not included in the original salary ordinance. Does Council have any questions? Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, I will make a motion to approve ordinance number 1, Council Bill number 2 on first reading.
Second.
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Ordinance number 1, Council Bill number 2 has passed first reading, 7-0.
Nothing else.
New business, Mr. Hubbard?
No, sir.
New business, Mr. Davidson?
I do. I'd like to make a motion to introduce resolution number 2, Council Bill number 5.
Second. By title only.
What you said.
You don't want to read it all?
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Introduction to resolution number 2, Council Bill number 5 for 2024, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Seymour, Indiana, approving a tax abatement for Space Guard Products Incorporated for qualified personal property. Industrial Development Committee, Mr. Davidson.
Kind of what Mr. Plump said earlier, this is a 10-year tax abatement request from Space Guard Products for a new CNC laser tube cutting machine and its accessories. We'll add one new job. Proposed estimates is $401,000, start by March and by the end of June 2024. Any questions from the council? Any from the audience? Seeing none, I'd make a motion to approve resolution number 2, Council Bill number 5.
Second.
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Resolution number 2, Council Bill number 5 for 2024 has passed first and only reading, 7-0.
Council President.
New business, Mr. Lucas.
I do. I'd like to make a motion to give ordinance number 3, Council Bill number 4, by title only.
Second.
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Introduction of ordinance number 3, Council Bill number 4 for 2024, and ordinance amending Chapter 97 of the Seymour City Code to update animal control duties. Governmental Affairs, Mr. Lucas.
Yeah, it's an ordinance. Chief O'Brien will speak to it. It's kind of cleaning up some language in their personnel policy concerning animal control officers. Greg?
So, welcome, Council. So we were doing some review, and so we have a capture projectile rifle that uses a 22 blank to discharge a syringe for to tranquilize injured or diseased animals. Under the federal code, a definition of a firearm is including a starter gun, which will or designed to or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive. So with a 22 blank shooting a projectile, it's considered a firearm. So the ordinance currently says that the animal control officer is not allowed to go in a house without a police officer, but it also says he can't carry a firearm. Now this amendment will remove carrying of the firearm. I don't want you all to think that he would be carrying a firearm on his side when on duty. This would just have the language for him to have a tranquilizer firearm in the animal control truck. So currently there's A, B, and C. Chris has done, she's basically removed B, so C, the making arrest of human beings, would become B. So that's kind of the change there.
Would this, Greg, would this also include going inside of a privacy fence?
Yes. So by law, we have to be invited past the curtilage. So I can go up to your front door, but I can't go around to your back door unless I see a trail that everybody goes to the back door, right? So he can't go inside a privacy fence or anything like that unless he has a warrant with an officer. And that's, he doesn't have like law enforcement capability. I mean, he can write city ordinance tickets, but not state law stuff. So he has to go with an officer to go behind someone's privacy fence or go in their house. So.
But this does allow him to carry a firearm?
No, he's not gonna carry a firearm on him.
But this does allow for it.
It would, but we're not.
In the future, if we wanted him to, he could, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he carries a taser in case a dog attacks him, but he's not, we're not going to have him carry a firearm, so.
Does he have one available?
There's one available in the truck. It's a tranquilizer gun. I mean,
yes.
And usually when he goes to situations where there's, you know, anything, he takes an officer with him, so.
Does it allow him in the house? Is that permitted?
Yeah, if somebody invites you in, he can go into the house. Okay. But once alone. Again, he alone. Goes with an officer. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Anything further, counsel? Anyone? Nothing else? I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance number 3, chapter 4, on first reading.
Second.
Mr. Blish?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yep.
Mr. Lucas?
Yes.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Ordinance number 3, Council Bill number 4 has passed first reading, 7-0.
Nothing else.
Any new business, Mr. Story?
No. Miscellaneous business from council.
Yes. I just want to report out that our newly elected officials training or boot camp last week.
Week?
It seems like last year.
Yeah. It went really well. So not being a newly elected official this the second time around, I learned a ton. Brad, Jerry, Clint, we all had good conversation about the topics that were being presented. We saw mock a couple of different weird mock council meetings that were pretty neat. Got the opportunity to see the mayor speak to a number of people that are newly elected officials. So it was a really good event. Those of you that couldn't make it, I would encourage you. I guess they don't do it every year, so
no, but they do have different trainings all year long. So
the next newly elected boot camp will be in 4 years from now, but the AIM conference is in October.
I think it's moved up this year, but don't hold me to that.
And it is held in Fort Wayne, and I think it will have, they talked a lot about some of the good content that will be in there, too. One of the things that I thought was really maybe important to some of the things that we've talked about recently in the mayor's workshop was we got to hear from Jacob Sipe, the executive director of Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority, and one of the things that he shared was He was hopeful that someone would ask him to come talk to their community about all of the opportunities for grant dollars and community housing and community development stuff. So I thought that was pretty neat to hear him talk through that, really cool tools that are available to us as well. So just want to thank the city for helping. You know, Jane did a pretty good job of getting us all coordinated and pointed in the right direction. So, Mayor, if you would tell her that we appreciate that, right? I certainly did.
Will do.
We got to network with a lot of other people with a lot of other different types of perspectives and experience. So, thank you.
Well, I was trying to look it up, but AIM's website is not being very cooperative.
I thought it did say in October, but I
was going to say, usually it's like the end of September, 1st of October, somewhere in there. So some years they move it because of elections, but 1 year it was actually really late, like late October, if I remember right. Well,
That tool I was talking about, the data source thing, is called IndianaHousingDashboard.com. If you're bored, council members, go out there and just, it's really cool. Good data.
Mm-hmm. Anything else from council? Miscellaneous from the audience before I knock a couple off my list. January, you're freshly back. Anything?
Not yet.
Okay. So a couple things that I've got. Planning and Zoning Committee, I sent you an email earlier related to privacy fences. Please take a look at that and give me your feedback later. And then Councilman Hubbard had reached out and asked some questions related to yard signs, be them of multiple sources, political signs, non-political signs. So I will throw it to Chad to explain what he was asking about before I throw it to committee. So
basically campaign signs, you know, I don't think, like right now, not to pick on a certain candidate like Mr. Rust, I mean, he's had signs out since October, which is, who wants to look at those in our city? I mean, I don't think political signs should be out any more than 30 days. It's just my opinion, 30 days prior to an election, then they should be taken down 10 days after the election. I mean, who wants that stuff building up on our lawns? And to me, it just looks trashy throughout our city. So I asked Chris if there was anything that, I actually asked the mayor and we got with Chris to ask if there was anything that was, we could structure this off of or maybe look at. And I appreciate Chris getting back with us about Parazo, I think it was, Chris? Correct me if I'm wrong.
There are several communities, but the examples I sent were from Valpo and Portage.
Okay, yeah. And I'd like the mayor to send that over to committee. Which committee he decides is upon him, but just to look at it, maybe government affairs, planning, zoning, whatever you decide.
With it being an amendment to the existing sign ordinance, planning and zoning is where it makes sense to me. Okay. So congratulations.
Thanks.
You get another one.
I will send that email from Chris over to you, Matt. That way you have it.
That works. And I'll coordinate with
And thank you, Chris, for getting it to me again.
Yeah, you bet. Sorry, it took me a minute. It's so set in my drafts folder for a while.
But your scope is only political signs?
Well, I guess we can tie in, because we have yard sale signs that, I've seen them on the corner of O'Brien and Tipton on big old pieces of cardboard, and they lay up there for a month. And who wants to look at that? And I granted, about Parazo, they've narrowed it down to most of this one's is pretty much just election signs from what I understand is what they're, but I mean if the committee wants to look at it and get further into detail, I mean I'd want to overstep your toes and say here, this is what I want you to do, but
we'll talk about it and see what we can come up with.
And we do have some code already in place for other signs anyway, so yeah. Like I said, with it being an amendment, I think planning and zoning is the place to get it. So I will try to email that over to you guys and copy Jane in it. That way she can add it to our spreadsheet.
Sure.
Okay. Lovebirds, you guys got anything back there?
It's good to see Mr. Polish and Brad. And why did you play musical chairs? I can't figure out.
So I'll take that one because in my mind we have two at-large members. And to me it made sense to have an at-large start and finish. Now the toss-up was which one got to go last. So Drew's been here 4 years longer, so
he went first all last time.
He went first all last 4 years, so we thought maybe we'd let him go last. So okay. If there's nothing else, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.